Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Breaking news within the hour. J.J. Watt letting everyone know he is going to the Arizona Cardinals and not coming to the Cleveland Browns. Let's get more information on what's going on and how you should feel as a Browns fan, especially after knowing that while J.J. Watt was out there, maybe the Browns were interested, maybe they weren't. Let's try to find out. We bring in Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hi, Daryl. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good. All right, so how deep do you think the Browns were in on this thing? Do you think they had a chance?
Yeah, I think they had a chance, but you know, I'm certainly not going to lose any sleep over this. I thought that Arizona could be a dark horse. I said that a couple weeks ago. I do not see them as a front runner. But, you know, he's going to go to the Cardinals. Good news is the Browns won't have to face him every year or twice a year had he ended up with Pittsburgh. But they could face him this year because the Cardinals are expected to come to Cleveland with that 17th game being added to the schedule, but there's other options out there. So good for JJ and Andrew Berry now can, kind of put that behind him and focus on, you know, the rest of his offseason plan.
Most likely way to option to fill that spot, Daryl. Trade, draft, free agent signing, or a combination of what?
Probably I could see him, you know, signing someone in free agency. You know, what they do at 26, it's hard to project at this point because we don't know who's going to be on the board at 26. They've got flexibility. They've got money to spend. The bright side of this is that, you know, they could get a younger player, maybe for less money. And, you know, so I'm not all up in arms that J.J. Watt went ahead and chose the Arizona Cardinals. But I do find it funny that, you know, winning a Super Bowl was a priority, and he went to a team that finished 8-8 in third place in their division. So, and he passed up, you know, he passed up the Browns, who made the playoffs, got to the divisional round, passed up the Bills, who were not only won their division but were the conference finalists, okay? Packers had to do, I really didn't think the Packers were a serious contender because they had too much maneuvering they needed to do, with their, salary cap to accommodate him. So I really didn't think that, even though that was a prevailing storyline because he's from Wisconsin I didn't think that the Packers were real serious contenders. And, you know, some of these other teams, you know, they all had to do some maneuvering with their salary cap. The Browns are really, you know, outside of Arizona, you know, the team just signed them with, you know, no cap ramification whatsoever. So I'm a little surprised he chose Arizona, but he's going to, you know, see some familiar faces out there from his days in Houston. And, you know, as I mentioned, we're going to see J.J. Watt at First Energy Stadium this year regardless, because the Cardinals are expected to pay us a visit.
So, Daryl, I feel exactly the same way you do, especially, you know, your first thoughts when we were asking you there. But for some reason this time, I don't feel jilted. And, you know, how many times before have we been looking at free agents saying, oh, man, I hope the Browns sign that guy. Oh, my God, I want the Browns to get that guy. Oh, they didn't get it. Oh, we got jilted. No one wants to come to Cleveland. Like, I don't feel that way anymore. I'm just curious. It sounds to me like you feel the same way. Why?
Well, I always get nervous with big free agent signings just because they rarely work out. You know, when you look at that, you know, everyone gets excited by free agency, but very rarely do you see the big name free agents that get those huge contracts really work out. Now, I mean, JJ's contract's not all that big, you know, 2 years, 31 million bucks, 23 guaranteed. But I don't necessarily feel jilted. Because there's options. Like, you know, if there were no other option, Andy, this offseason, like if it was J.J. Watt or bust, probably feel different. But there's other options out there of, you know, guys that you can look at. Hendrickson from the Saints, which, me personally, I wouldn't like that because it hurt the Saints. But, you know, Ingram.
Carl
Ngawe from Baltimore. There are options out there besides J.J. Watt. And so, you know, to me, you know, to your point, Andy, the fact that the Browns were even in consideration, right? A couple years ago, nobody wanted to come to Cleveland. You know, this was football Siberia, and I kind of feel like that the Browns, because of their turnaround, I think that the Browns become a destination for players that want to win.
Hey, Daryl, what's Jarvis Landry tweeting about?
I have to look at his timeline. Hang on.
It was earlier, and he said, when one door closes, another one opens, basically.
Yeah, from over the weekend.
Oh, I don't know.
Good. Neither do we.
I don't have my Twitter my Twitter translator here. Everyone's trying to read into tweets. I mean, people got fooled by a Peloton profile today. So,
Yes, they did.
I mean, big time people got. Big time people got fooled
people
by the
got fooled by a Peloton profile.
Yeah, I wonder. I don't know. So what do we learn? What do we learn here at the end of the day, Daryl, about, you know, like having our head explode over big free agents? And I mean, we do this all the time, but I guess, you know,
here's what you learn.
Yeah.
The Browns are no better or no worse off than they were when you woke up this morning. Bottom line, they're still in great shape. They still have their flexibility. Andrew Berry is still going to improve this team, especially on the defensive side of the ball. I can't stress it enough. Would have liked to get J.J. Watt, absolutely. Three-time defensive player of the year, five-time All-Pro, you know, resume, pretty impeccable for a 32-year-old.
Sure.
Also is. 32 years old, has a lengthy injury history, right? So it's not the end of the world that the Browns weren't able to sign him. The fact that J.J. legitimately considered him obviously speaks well of the organization. I think that some familiar faces in Arizona, the weather, cash, you know, all those things played into his decision. Unfortunately, Cleveland, Ohio can't provide sunny and 70 in mid-January on a regular basis like Arizona does. So, I think that Andrew Berry is going to have a very busy and productive offseason, regardless of this decision today from JJ.
All right, need help on defense.
Go ahead.
Is there one area that you would think, please, more than any? And I say that knowing that I think they need help at all three levels of the defense. Is there one you prioritize?
I would prioritize the secondary because it's a passing league.
Yeah.
But I honestly believe that they will prioritize all three levels, but in this order: pass rush, secondary, middle of the defense. I don't know what order in which they'll, you know, sign or, you know, fill those holes with transactions, but I think that they really do want to get a bookend for Myles Garrett to help him out, take some attention away from him. They definitely need help in the secondary, which was ravished by injury last year. And again, this is a passing league, and also take some, you know, little pressure off Denzel Ward. But they do need to address their linebacking core. They need some help there. I am a believer in the AFC North. You need elite linebacker play. And the two teams who have won Super Bowls within your division in this century have had elite play at that position, and I really don't think that's a coincidence.
All right, Daryl, just one thing, because you brought it up a little bit earlier. The 17-game season seems like it's going to be a reality. I'm still trying to – Peter King had the how this thing works out on how you get your extra game, and I'm just, like, still trying to figure this thing out. They say there's no math on this show, man. This is like algebra, geometry, and everything else put in, and numbers and everything put in between. Help me with this. How do they figure out who the Browns will play in that 17th game?
Well, they're going to set just like they do with the divisional rotation, Andy.
Okay.
So it's going to be by position in the division. It looks like it's going to be AFC North against NFC West by that place in the division. So the Browns will get the third team in the NFC West, who happened to be J.J. Watt and the Arizona Cardinals. So that's how they're going to do it, and it'll go on a rotational basis. But and based on what King said, they're just going to do that 17th game. All of them be played in AFC stadiums this year, and then they'll bounce back and forth, you know, between the two conferences for that 17th. But that's how they're going to do it, just like they do the rest of the schedule. Pick a division, you match up, pick a division in the opposing conference, you match up with where you finished the year before with that particular team, and boom.
And one other thing that he brought up, two games on Christmas this year and perhaps a Monday night wild card game. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, not a fan. I'm Christmas fine, whatever. I guess you're going to try and compete, with the NBA for eyeballs on Christmas, whatever. But I don't like the wild card game on Monday night. I really don't, because I think that puts you at a disadvantage if you advance, because you got to now go on a shorter week. I that part of it I don't like, but the Christmas stuff, whatever. 17th game added to the schedule, I'm over that. I still say they should add a bye week, but I think they know that they're king, so they're going to try and steal some eyeballs away from the NBA and, you know, more money. These networks are going to pay record money this week or in the coming weeks when their deals are announced for the renewal of these broadcast rights. You're talking nearly a quarter of a billion with a B dollars per franchise per year in national television revenue. That is a ton of money.
Daryl, thank you for short notice. Appreciate it. And all your insight on J.J. Watt. Thank you, bud.
You got it, guys.
Thanks, Daryl.
All right, that's our Browns beat reporter.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.